I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Future Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about noblesse, or as we like to say, nobles, or noblesse, because why not? This was actually a recommendation by Rick that Rick refused to actually put in. So CJ put it in for him, and so that's why we watched it.
Didn't I? Oh, that's true.
No, CJ put it in for you. But before all that, we were talking about internet installations, my dog having a death wish because it just can't help itself, as well as a variety of other things. You want to catch a part of that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. Or if you want, you can always join us live on twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast, where you get our full uncensored, unadulterated opinions and viewpoints and just, you know, all kinds of messing around and craziness. And if you want to help support us by other means, by purchasing some of our merch, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. We also have affiliate links for you if you want to help support us like that. Anything you purchase using those affiliate links is very much appreciated. And now, on to the meat and brotatoes, which will be a little bit different today. Our brotato will be a little bit of a feedback, a little bit of a information that we got from Goose on one of our podcast episodes, recently, The Eminence in Shadow. And he submitted a comment saying that I think we all we got out of this is that Rick is a huge fan of harems and wants them all the time. Much love.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all, in all honesty. I mean, like, I technically live in a harem. It's just that, you know, it's not the way that I would prefer it. Whatever.
The older I get, the more harems do not appeal to me.
Like, technically, what is a harem? You know what? We'll save this for after. We'll save this for the post show. We'll delve into it and talk about it. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
All right. So, Noblesse. There's actually a prequel to it as well called Noblesse Awakening that we also watched. So, Noblesse Awakening came out in February 2016. It ran for 31 minutes. Studio for it is Production IG and Navarre Webtoons. And it is a web manga, and the genres for it are action, supernatural, school, and vampire. And then you have Noblesse, just Noblesse, which came out 4 years later in October 2020 and ran all the way through December 2020. Producers for it are Glowvision, Crunchyroll, and Navarre Webtoons. Studio for it is also Production IG. Its source is a web manga. The genres are also action, supernatural, school, and vampire. It's 13 episodes long. And the reason why I prefaced Noblesse Awakening and then Noblesse is because you don't have to watch Awakening before the main series, but it does provide a lot of context and information for you to truly understand what's going on. And it is also referenced what happened in that one episode later on in the series as well. So it does help if you have watched it beforehand, but it is not required to watch it.
That's the easiest way to say it.
Yeah, in all honesty, it is. It is, in short, a vampire that Rai has been sleeping for about 800 years, and it also takes a different spin on Frankenstein. Or Frankenstein, if you want to say it like that. And after 800 years, he's revived and he's now going enrolled at a high school where his servant Frankenstein is basically the caretaker of the school. He's also there to kind of stay hidden and not really go back to his normal duties at the exact same time. And there's this group called the Union that is after him. Now, no one knows why they're after him. You don't really understand why everyone's after him across the board. You just understand that people are after him and this one case or his coffin. You're then also introduced to another character named M21, who is also used to be an agent for the Union, who's also now in hiding, and he's employed by Frankenstein to work at the school as security guard. And this is basically kind of a really kind of foundation starting point of how this all starts off. And Ray is a vampire, but he's not a vampire in the sense that that you normally would think, right? Like normally vampires think drinking blood, they hunt people and everything like that. They're not really noble and they're not really there to protect humanity. However, this anime takes a different approach to it, takes a different viewpoint, in that the foundation for it is that vampires have always been there by humans, or not by humans, but have always been there, and they've always protected and been around humans and assisted them when they needed the help. And in Ray's eyes, that is the gist of like how it's always been and how it always should be.
Yeah, kind of. So I couldn't really quite understand if the vampires or the nobles, as they were called, they're come to be known, if they were a different race or not. And it the easiest way I can explain it in my own mind was that the nobles or noblesse, as they're referred to.
Let's clarify. There's only one noblesse.
Sorry, you're right. There's only one noblesse, but there are many nobles in the form of vampires. They protect the people because they feel obligated to help the weak, which I never quite understood, but you know, I don't have to understand, you know?
Right. Yeah, you don't have to understand it.
So I don't know. I felt like if it was them protecting cattle, something like that. Like in their mind, you know what I mean? Like if they envisioned they were protecting their food source from danger, I could understand that. It's why the shepherd shepherds the sheep and has the wolf dog and stuff like that to protect its future, protect their assets. So I was kind of curious how they never really went that route that, oh, we're protecting our own livestock from the dangers of the outside. And it's not our fault that the livestock decided to fall in love with us and have, you know, a misconception of what's going on, because you never really see the vampires feed on the humans. You see them eating normal stuff.
Yeah.
So I never really understood the motivation behind helping those that are weaker for no real benefit.
Yeah.
So do you have anything that you can think of that?
Other than that, they've been there forever and they feel it's their duty to watch over and protect them. No, not really. And it's not that they don't drink blood. They do drink blood, but there's a greater significance for it.
Okay.
Like, take for example, when Frankenstein willingly gives his blood to Ray, he then becomes his servant, but it has to be willingly and it has to be done in such a way, and both parties have to agree to it, because Ray at that point, to my understanding, is now taking on his, soul. Or his taking on being the caretaker of his soul and watching over him and caring for him, in a manner of speaking.
You mean when he like puts when he takes their own blood and wipes his lip and then it dissolves? No. And then they become...
I'm talking about Frankenstein.
Yeah,
cutting himself, putting his blood in Ray's drink, and Ray drinking. Blood bonding. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I said they are more. There's a greater significance for them drinking blood. because the communication that I got from it was, the understanding that I had was that they, as soon as you drink the blood, they are now bonded to them, and that Ray is basically the caretaker and shepherd for his soul, for the guy's soul.
Okay. I can understand why you would think that. I can't in good conscience say that simply drinking the blood would have that effect. I have a feeling that there's a ritual that goes along with the said drinking of the blood. Otherwise, it could be very easily tricked into protecting my soul.
Well, you saw the whole thing, and they even explained it.
Yeah, but
it has to be a mutual agreement between the parties. It's not, they specifically state that. So it's not a matter of
they do, but the way that you explained it was a little bit. You
could have also said yes, and they also said that it has to be. I mean, like, you could, you know, elaborate more on what I'm saying. You don't have to go, well, no, this doesn't mean that. You could say yes, and no, you can feed on to, you can build on top of it. I try to lay a foundation out for you, man. I try to give you stuff to build.
I'm not a good builder.
No, you're not. A good builder. No, you're not.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anywho's.
Now, do you happen to know any solid evidence on how Frankenstein was able to get his abilities?
No. I'm assuming from science and tests. I'm assuming he somehow bonded his blood or something like that. Or not bonded his blood, but somehow took their powers or was able to extract their powers and experimented on himself to gain that power. Because he does reference that, and he's like, oh, my experiments with you or this and that. So he does specify it. And you do see kind of like a laboratory type situation. And you do see it later on in the series that there is a much larger laboratory, or more up-to-date laboratory, later on. So
He never quite gave that little aspect of his life up.
Well, I mean, so Frankenstein, at least they kept that portion of it. Frankenstein was a scientist, a doctor.
Yep.
Even originally. And so they kept that aspect of it. He is a mad scientist, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, a lot of people mistake Frankenstein's monster for Frankenstein. Oh, it's Frankenstein. No, Frankenstein was the scientist who created the monster. And in here, he kind of did both. He was the scientist, and he kind of created his own monster by manipulating himself.
Exactly. So, I mean, the story honestly wasn't that bad. It was really good. I mean, like, it had some action. His artwork was all right. Music was okay. Like, I could get it. And it was a good anime. But the one thing that I felt like kind of detracted for me was, one, I'm glad they went back in time. They showed you the meeting in between Frankenstein and Ray. What I don't like is that they did it halfway through the anime.
Yeah, it took so long.
It took so long, and then they did two episodes of it, where of that whole backtrack, background things. And then, you know, I get it. They referenced it again later on in the series. You know, they made several references to what was happening and everything like that going on in there at the exact same time. So I get it. I felt like
their callbacks were really well done. Like, on, I feel like they were appropriate. I agree with you. I really wish the backstory could have been episode one or two. No. Episode two or three. Episode one, I feel, was rather important to lay the foundation. And then you could take episode two and three, and maybe even four, two and three, to emphasize the oldest companion, let's call it Frankenstein. And then episode three should have been the awakening. So,
and then
everything would flow beautifully, I feel.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, all right. I feel like they, I don't know, man, it's hard because of how they tied it in, how they laid it all together. It's hard to do it. But if you were to just like take that entire section out, just like cut it out, throw it at the very beginning, right? For me at the very beginning, and then do the story from Noblesse Awakening all the way through without doing that, I feel like it would have been fine. For me, it would have been okay.
Okay. I mean, but then there's no allure. No, I mean, there's still plenty of allure, but yeah, I can see that might be a better way to do it. I wonder if they have a specific reason for doing it that way, because, like, no offense to you. And the reason I say that is I genuinely do mean no offense to you. I always think of it like this. Whenever I have a fantastic idea, I think somebody else has already thought of this and it was shot down, or somebody else already thought of this and tried it and it didn't work the way that I'm thinking it should. So, like, there's gotta be someone in the production crew that would have said, hey, it would have been better if we structured it like this. We've got the time, we've got all this stuff. Cause the anime itself was like the last thing to be done. So, like, they already had all their ducks in a row. They could have just made it better, probably.
Yeah.
But, like I was saying, somebody thought of it and somebody nixed the idea.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, like, it's not out of the realm of possibility, because we've seen, as we know, they take a lot of creative liberties sometimes with the source material, and either with or without the blessing of the original creator, you know, will change things to better suit what they're trying to do. CJ in our chat says, might help Rick's brain a bit, but the nobles are called nobles for a reason. They aren't vampires, even though humans have called them that before.
So the nobles are not vampires.
Technically, no. I mean, like, and it makes sense, because none of them, while Frankenstein does reference that in the flashback, that they go around tricking women, taking their souls or their, you know, whatever, this and that. Mm-hmm. You don't really see them, you know, feeding on people ever. And I feel like Ray, what he does isn't vampiric, right? He's able to unlock the power of potential with blood when he puts it on his lip, because of his power specifically.
He's able to help them evolve, or he's able to, like, give him a portion of their power.
He's able to show them the truth of their power. I'm assuming there's other, like, reasoning behind it, and there's more to it. It's just, in general, from the information that we have received, it's very minimal. So,
no, that definitely makes sense. It's just, I wonder if they were splicing that when you have your modified humans, right? I wonder if they were splicing werewolf DNA and then vampire DNA to try to get what Frankenstein did. It's just Frankenstein didn't do it on the DNA route. He did it on, like, an organ of some kind. Like, if you consume a portion of the noble's body or something like that, maybe you can absorb part of their powers. But I mean, we really don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, but they also don't. They don't. Like, I understand where you're going for, like, the werewolf thing, but we don't see any werewolves other than people being modified humans, right? So I don't think that you can say that they're modified humans to be, and fill in the blank from blank. You know, they're just in general modified genetically, and they used DNA from probably these other nobles that they got, and they were able to genetically splice them or something like that along the way into something else entirely.
Sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like it would work. I mean, hell, it did kind of work with Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Although I'm kind of curious why he never really, I'm not going to say patented it, because that's not quite right, but why he never tried to, like, grow an army of sorts.
Probably because it was hard enough for him to be able to do it on his own. Maybe he was worried that they would.
There you go. I think that's it.
What? They would what? That's what? What? What?
Oh.
What are you assuming I'm
going to
say?
I was assuming you were going to say that he was worried that by getting more people, he would create more liabilities. He would get more people who he would in turn have to care about, have to protect.
No, that was not where I was going. Who weren't
strong enough. No?
No.
Where were you going with it?
No. Where I was going to go was, like, people who are in power tend to abuse power route.
Oh, didn't trust the people.
Right, exactly. He's like, oh, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to fight all these people, all these vampires or these nobles, but I don't want to bring other people on, because it's like, oh, I have all this power. Now I could be the king. I can do this. I can do that. Instead of doing it for his own version of a noble cause, they'll go out there and start attacking others in that regard. So they'll in essence become the rulers of nations and everything like that.
Okay, so what's stopping him?
His like I said, his noble cause. His noble cause is to destroy and grow in power to destroy the nobles because he is their he is the hunter.
The noble hunter, yeah.
That's exactly what they call him. The noble hunter.
Still so cool.
So
I wonder how he got a soul weapon, though. That was interesting to me.
Well, no one knows how he got it, and it's something he probably made himself.
With his own soul.
Probably, yeah, because they talk about the power corrupting his soul and corrupting him. So, yes, I would assume, yes, it is probably manufactured part of his soul.
Still kind of cool. Still really cool, in my opinion. I love the fact that he was so loyal, and it was mentioned that he always retracts his claws whenever the master's around. You think it was because of the command of to seal his power?
No, it was even before that. And it's not retracts his claw due to whenever his master is around. It's more so along the lines of, like, he hides his claws, even especially when his master is around. And he's definitely become a lot more tame in general across the board. So, well, what I find really interesting and cool to kind of reference back to that, reference back to the soul melding, blood exchange, drinking habit, right? What I find really interesting is that as a result of it, Frankenstein technically has eternal life now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he'll live as long as the noblesse.
Oh, man. For this one, honestly, I don't have... It's there's not a lot for me to really say on this one other than what we've already talked about.
I mean, unfortunately, yeah, because what we've discussed isn't really as... I don't know. I feel like this anime deserves more praise than we can give it because we've given you basically the story. We've left out a few twists and turns so that you'd be able to...
Enjoy it.
Actually enjoy it. But, I mean... There's not a lot here, but there's a lot to like, you know, there's not a lot to discuss, but there is a lot to like.
Yep. No, I get it. I understand.
That said, I think, ready for,
trying to think and make sure, because you know, how I do, especially in my pre-shows, I want to make sure there's nothing I want to say. But no, honestly, I don't really have anything else either. Nothing major anyways. So on a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
This for me would get a solid 8. And the reason I give it an 8 is I couldn't really find too many faults with the motivation, the consistent motivation. I really wish there was a little bit more in-depth history, beyond the unofficial first episode. The unofficial pre-season, whatever you would like to call it, or the awakening. I did really like how overpowered everything seemed to be until it wasn't. And I liked the graphics. The fight scenes were quite intense. Short, but intense. The visuals were stunning. And I liked the way that the music helped most of the scenes out. There was a few things that were annoying to me. That's why I'm not giving it a higher score, but overall, a solid 8. And I would recommend this to other people. I would recommend watching this at least once, twice if you want to try dubbed and subbed, because I found both to be very good. I watched it originally in the subbed when it first came out, which is why I thought we had watched it before. And I watched the second one in dubbed, and the dub stays fairly true to the actual story. There's a few mishaps here and there, and there was one or two names that were not mispronounced, but not the way I read them in my head. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. So the original gray-haired grandpa who was the clan leader, what's his name?
That's a great question. Begins with the G. I know that.
Yeah. What was it?
Gulhair? Right?
No, white hair with gray stripes.
No, I said Gulter, but it's Gutel?
Something like that. In my mind, where is it? So I thought Sarah was Sierra, like Sierra Vista. That's what I thought. And then...
Like, are you talking about how they're pronouncing the names versus how it's spelled?
Yes, because in the subbed, whenever I would see the name, I would, in my mind, I would have something else. And then in the dubbed, when they were saying each other's names, it caught me a little bit off guard.
Oh, okay.
So, well, that's one of the reasons why I was saying it was a bit off for me.
Oh, whatever, man. That's cool. So yeah, an 8 for you. Me, I'm going 5. It was...
Really? Middling?
Middling. It was middling. It was okay. It wasn't anything great. Not really something I would go back and watch again. It was okay. Kind of like the main characters that you feel like are the main characters really aren't the main characters. And so what I don't like is that they focus a lot on them. I mean, like, I understand why, but the character energy that they're always putting out is main character energy, but they're not. So I feel like it's wasted time and wasted story elements for me personally. Music was okay. The artwork was all right. The action scenes were pretty entertaining, although it was entertaining. It is what it is. I mean, like, they were action scenes. So yeah, 5 for me, 8 for you. And so next week it's going to be a recommendation from Miku, and it is Hell's Paradise. It's 13 episodes long. They said why we need to watch it is because it's got amazing animation. The very concept is interesting. It's amazing character designs, amazing story, and amazing monster designs. What they want to tell us is Hell's Paradise is a manga adaptation. It is made by the assistant to the author of Chainsaw Man. If you've watched Chainsaw Man and think Devil's designs is disturbing, the Devil's designs are disturbing. Hell's Paradise is much worse. It's pure nightmare fuel. So they feel that we will. So if you enjoy these things, you will enjoy Hell's Paradise. It's kind of etchy, but it's only 3 characters and it's only for a short time. It's got great fights. And if you love martial arts, which we all know you do, Rick, you will enjoy Hell's Paradise. The story is kind of dark, though.
Okay.
So, that's what we're going to be watching next for is Hell's Paradise. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, not enough justice, or anything like that, feel free to let us know. You can reach out to us. You can always find all our contact information and everything like that on our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to help support us, help us grow and everything like that, you can also go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month gets you access to bonus content, help support us and help us grow and do bigger and better things for you. And if you want to help support us through other means, you can also go to the affiliate links that we have provided for you in our show notes, as well as the descriptions. And you can also go to our own website, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com, and buy yourself some swanky swag there. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.